Hello, thanks for tuning in to the Upgraded Life podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nick Sotelo. The Upgraded Life is my personal project where I help people realize and reach their potential. I've been a professional helper for 20 years. Here's what I'm convinced of. The life that you have right now and the life that you want tomorrow is a product of your personal mindset, mission, and movement. Each episode of the Upgraded Life podcast is going to give you something that you can do as soon as the episode is over to upgrade your personal mindset. Your mindset informs your mission. Your mission tells you how to move every single day. And together, that is the Upgraded Life. This is the Upgraded Life, episode 27, where I'm going to break down the concept of affirmations. So if you ever had questions about what affirmations are and why you should do them, this is going to be the episode for you, because I'm going to give you my take on affirmations. So get ready, buckle up, let's learn about affirmations. All right, so this is going to be a solo episode with just me, your host, Dr. Nick Sotelo, and I'm going to bring to you my take, my spin, my angle on positive affirmations or upgraded affirmations. It's definitely part of the work that I do with clients. And of course, it's been a big part of my own personal transformation. So to give credit where credit's due, I have been highly impacted by the work of Jack Canfield and his particular take on affirmations. So just for the sake of transparency, I'll give you some links in the show notes to Jack Canfield. If that name is familiar, it might be because at some point in your lifetime, either yourself or a family member or somebody that you worked with has talked about a chicken soup book, because Jack Canfield is the original author of the Chicken Soup series. You also will see him on the movie The Secret if you've ever taken that in. I recommend both of those things, Chicken Soup for the Soul and the movie The Secret. So that's where Jack Canfield kind of put his mark on the world, so to speak, in terms of affirmations. So let's just borrow Jack Canfield's definition of affirmations. And here it is. Affirmations are simple, positive statements declaring specific goals in their completed states. Although they sound rather basic at that level, these empowering mantras have profound effects on the conscious and unconscious mind. That's Jack Canfield's definition of affirmations. And you know what? I'm not going to mess with that too much. I think it's a good launching point, a good starting point. If I sat down and really thought about it, I might be able to tweak that definition a little bit. But for now, it's a good starting point. Now I'm going to date and age myself a little bit here. So when I initially was looking at affirmations and what they were and how it could apply to my life, I immediately thought of Saturday Night Live, and I think it was his name, Stuart Smalley, sitting in front of the mirror, right? I'm smart enough, I'm good enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. I think that's how it went. I probably botched it a little bit, and I can't even recall who played that role of Stuart Smalley. But anyway, that's what came to my mind, and definitely had a tone and sense of being super corny and just not something that I really wanted to know more about, and definitely not something that I wanted to incorporate into my own personal life. So I get it if you're listening to this and maybe have not a positive outlook on affirmations. I understand I was there at one point in time, but bear with me, hang in there. One of my goals for this is to help change your mindset around that, upgrade your mindset around affirmations. And for those of you that have been doing affirmation work, one of my goals for this episode is to help you take it to the next level. All right, so why are affirmations anything that should be studied, examined, and incorporated into your life? And here's the basic answer, is that you're already using affirmations. Every single day, you are using affirmations, whether you are conscious of it or unconscious of it. Now, most people who are living according to their default mindset, their affirmations, what they are affirming about their belief of themselves, others in their lives and just the world in general, your affirmations are negative. Your affirmations are self-defeating. Your affirmations are limiting. Sometimes these are called limiting beliefs. And you're using them, you're invoking them every day, probably thousands of times each and every day. You're probably actually dreaming about them too. Your negative affirmations can crop up in your dreams. Dream work is something that I am trained and experienced with. I'll save that for another episode, but that is something that is in my wheelhouse. I've done a lot of dream work with myself and for other people. But like I said, we won't open that box up on this episode. Look for it in a future episode. But anyway, so you are already using affirmations. What does that look like, Nick? Well, here it is. Think about when you make a mistake, right? When something doesn't go your way, when you're at fault for something, you know, what pops up in your mind? Oh, I knew that was never going to work. Oh, I know I shouldn't have done that. I'm so stupid. I'm not strong enough. Why do I always do these things that never work out, right? Those are affirmations. Those are affirmations that are informing your conscious and unconscious mind about who you are, what you're capable of, and what to expect. And when we have a negative take on who we are, what we're capable of, and what we should expect, well, those are the results that we bring about in the world around us. Other examples of negative affirmations. And a lot of this comes from the messaging that we received and internalized when we were children. So think about the negative messaging that you got as a child. And how active is that currently? We talked a little bit about this in a previous episode about your earliest memory and how that can inform a script that you're probably playing out in the here and now life that you have. And that can be an important thing to examine to see if that's a script that you want to keep playing out. How true is that script? So if you haven't caught that episode, go back and look for it. It's called Earliest Memories. And it's early on in this podcast series, somewhere, you know, episode. Well, maybe I'll just go look for it right now so that way I can tell you which episode it is. Ah, there it is. It's episode 13, Earliest Memories, Uncovering Your Hidden Life Script. So if you haven't caught that episode, go back and do catch it. It is actually one of my most popular episodes. So I'm pretty shocked and surprised by that. And a lot of people have given me direct feedback about how helpful that episode was. In fact, I have a colleague who is an instructor at a college that's using it in one of his psychology classes to show a technique in terms of counseling to his class. So again, I was humbled and floored that somebody found that much value in it, that they're actually using it in terms of how they're teaching their class. So Earliest Memories, episode 13 of the Upgraded Life podcast. So other places where you're already using affirmations and probably negative affirmations is in areas of your life that are viewed as risky, things that have a risk associated with them. So maybe applying for a new job, right? So in that thought process of applying for a new job, you might be telling yourself, well, I probably won't even get an interview. I'm not good at resumes. I don't know that I could do that job very well. Oh, those people over there, that other department, they don't really like me. I mean, again, those are all negative affirmations that, you know, the person left at default mode is already using, right? So if that's your belief, just run with that example in terms of applying for a new job, and you're already telling yourself that you're not going to get the job, that people don't like you, you don't have the skills to do the job, then that's going to come through in literally writing your resume. It's going to come through in how you actually form and present your words during the interview. It's going to come through in your body language when you're present in front of that interview panel, right? And so that's an example of affirmations that you're telling yourself, having a conscious and subconscious, i.e. body language, word choice, how it really can impact your reality. It actually is attracting what you've already told yourself to be true, right? So hopefully that makes some sense. Hopefully I've done some convincing that even if you think you aren't using affirmations, you actually are, and they're probably negative, and they're probably not serving you very well. So when I work with clients, one of the first things I do, remember, this is all centered on mindset. Mindset is the foundation of getting the upgraded life, bringing things to your life that you want and desire and deserve. It's about mindset in my book. And part of that mindset work is looking at, what are you telling yourself on an everyday basis? And is that serving you well? And again, this isn't, you know, so if you're sitting there and you're realizing, Nick, yeah, you're right. My affirmations are not serving me well. That's okay, right? That's awareness. It's that insight. Now you're responsible to do something different with that insight and awareness. And a big part of that is learning how to create positive affirmations. Now, this isn't really anything new. This has been part of human existence probably as far back as we can study it and glean from it. So, you know, pick any major religion, pick any major ancient text, pick any kind of cultural, spiritual angle on enlightenment, and you're going to see affirmations present there in terms of what's being taught, instructed, and what is the path, quote unquote, to whatever it is your spiritual journey is supposed to be taking you towards. You're going to see affirmation work being very present. So it's not anything new. It's not anything woo-woo. There's actually a lot of science out there to back up the use of affirmations, especially in sports science. There's a ton in there in sports science in terms of better performance for athletes that are using positive affirmations versus negative affirmations. For example, and there's some fairly famous golf studies that golfers who, you know, have not the best hit on a ball, the ones that have trained themselves, as I say, next time I'm going to hit the ball straighter, further, or whatever the need is, they actually do better. They actually shave strokes off their game versus golfers that do the default thing, which is, oh, that was such a terrible hit. I suck at golf. This course is impossible. These clubs suck. My caddy gave me the wrong, right? You know how that all goes. So just training yourself with a statement of positivity, a la an affirmation in that moment, can have profound effects, and there's a lot of research within sports science to support that. Okay, so backing up a little bit for me and where I was convicted / convinced of this, again, going back to reading Brendon Burchard's books and works, High Performance Habits, the what is another book of his? The Motivation Manifesto, another powerful book that was brought to me. And again, being re-exposed to this idea that what we expect for ourselves and others in this life around us, more times than not, is what we attract to ourselves, right? And so that's where I was, again, reintroduced to the concept, convicted by it, and then looking at, you know, what is my mindset currently? What are the affirmations that I'm using, and are they serving me well? And there was a lot of room for improvement. So again, this isn't anything that I haven't been personally impacted by in a positive way, convicted by, meaning that there's a lot of work that I had to do to clean up my mindset and where it's allowed me to go and do things that I had written off, said, there's no way I'm going to do that. No way this is going to happen. No way this person is ever going to change in this way. I've proven myself wrong because I've changed my affirmations. So there are several ways to go about creating affirmations. And I'm going to talk about the way that I like to do it. I'm going to talk about the way that works for me. And this is also how I approach it when I'm working with coaching clients. So you may run into other materials, other coaches, other programs that will have a different take on affirmations. That's okay. I'm going to bring out what works for me and what is working with my clients. So, well, the way that I do it. The way that I form my affirmations is I look at the areas in my life that are important to me across time and across seasons. So things like family, things like my relationships with my wife and my children, my finances, my core values. Those are all areas that I have affirmations created specifically for. And when there are other things in my life that I need to focus on, then I will create affirmations for those areas too. But they may not always be there from season to season or from year to year, time to time, if that makes sense. So if you were to look at my affirmations, and maybe I'll post a link to them in the show notes for this episode, you would see distinct categories laid out. So you would say, you know, you would see finances, and you would see affirmations that I'm telling myself that is informing, creating, bolstering my personal money story, my personal relationship with money. So that's a common one often when I'm working with folks is finances. And, you know, I take a page out of Jack Canfield's book. And so, you know, at one point in time, I had a need for a different vehicle to move my family around, transport my family. And so the affirmation sounded something like this. I am putting in the work necessary so that I can be blessed with a 2012 low mileage Chevy Suburban or something better so that I can transport my family in comfort and in the confidence of a safe vehicle. So that's an example of an affirmation that I used around a specific need in my life. And what you notice there are a couple different things. Number one, I was specific about what I wanted, you know, the 2012 Chevy Suburban with low mileage. And I also added the part there that said, or better. And that's where I'm taking that little additive from Jack Canfield. And so don't limit yourself. Don't even limit yourself in your affirmations. And so when you are focused on something in your life that you're trying to bring into your life, add the descriptor or better. And that's just, you know, homage to even your affirmations in the here and now could be limiting, right? So adding or better allows yourself to be open for the world to bless you even beyond what you had hoped for or what you have dreamed for. So that's an example of an affirmation. And so mine are going to be action oriented, and that's based on my personality. And if you noticed, I started that off with, I am putting in the work necessary versus I see myself in a 2012 Chevy Suburban, right? Because that's two different styles of affirmations. And people will argue for which one is better. I already told you, I'm sharing with you the type of and style of affirmation that works best for me. And so mine are action-oriented. Now, there's some people who get hung up around affirmations that sound like, I have the habits and the mindset of a millionaire. Something like that. Because in the here and now, maybe they don't. Maybe their mindset and their habits are of a broke person. And that's the reason why they're invoking that affirmation in the first place. Okay. Now, some people get hung up around that. And that might be you. You may be thinking, well, you're just lying to yourself. Okay. And I'm going to challenge you. No matter if you take a present, you know, this is who I am manifestation type approach to affirmations, or if you're taking an action oriented approach to your affirmations, for those of you that got hung up and say, well, you're just lying to yourself. It's not true. It's not good to lie to yourself, right? I'm also going to challenge you and say that your default affirmations are also lies to yourself, right? And you're full of them. You've been lying to yourself. You've been limiting your potential. You have been putting yourself in this restrictive box, and that's a lie. And the reason why I know that's a lie is because we all come into this world attached to an umbilical cord. We all come in as babies that are completely dependent on the people that brought us into this world and the world around us for survival. And anybody that has achieved anything, if somebody can do it, so can you. So if you come across material that has the present and future oriented approach to affirmations, I am this, I see myself this, don't get hung up around whether or not those are quote unquote lies, because you've already been telling yourself lies. Embrace the affirmations for what they are. If you're working with me or if you like my style, take the action oriented affirmation approach, which, you know, applying it to the millionaire mindset might sound like I am creating the networks in my life that expose me to the millionaire mindset or beyond. Okay. So again, it's action oriented. I'm building my network to expose myself to people that have a financial mindset that's beyond where I am at. That's a big part of it. You know, if you, in your current level and degree and sophistication of thinking is responsible for everything that you have in your life right now. So in order to change that, one of the things that you have to do is you have to be exposed, immersed, attached to people and things that will increase your thinking to a different level, a new level. Oftentimes, people will come to me for help with their personal relationships, and they aren't getting what they want or need out of their current relationship. And so we create affirmations around those. Here's some examples, and excuse me, they're going to be male examples towards my wife, and, you know, because that's what I'm familiar with. So here's an affirmation for a relationship dynamic. I know I am loved and valued by the person that I call my wife. My wife wants nothing more than to partner with me to achieve our mutually established goals and dreams. So there's two examples of categorical affirmations that I have used over time. Finances, maybe there's three. We talked about finances, a specific vehicle need, and working on the relationship with my wife. So hopefully that makes some sense. Hopefully you can map on to that example. So now let me tell you how I use affirmations. So I'm a fan of The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. It's a great book. I recommend it highly. And Hal talks about how to structure your morning so that way you can win that day. Again, borrowing from Brendan Burchard, you got to win days to win weeks to win months to win years. But if you're not winning days, that's how decades go by and you wonder, how did I get to this place? You got to win days. So I look at Hal Elrod, Miracle Morning, using the SAVERS acronym in order to structure my morning. So SAVERS stands for silence, affirmations, vision work, exercise, reading, and scribing. That's the acronym SAVERS. And I do my own version of it. It takes me about 45 minutes each and every morning. I do it on vacation. I do it on Christmas morning. It doesn't matter. I will do some form, some variation of SAVERS every single day. It's something that helps me win days so that way I can win weeks, win months, and win years. So my affirmations are stored in a app called Evernote. I've been using Evernote for several years. It just makes sense for me. You don't have to use Evernote. You can write them down if you want. The reason why they are are in an app is because that way they're with me virtually anywhere I go, anywhere that I have my smartphone or anywhere that I can access a computer. I can log into Evernote and I can pull up my affirmations. But for the most part, that is through my smartphone, which is typically with me wherever I'm at. And so I can pull up the app and look at my affirmations. And this is what I do. So when I'm working through Savers, Silence, the next thing is affirmations, I will read through my affirmations 3 times. So from top to bottom, I'm reading through all of my affirmations, and that's how I integrate them into my everyday life. Sometimes I read them silently, sometimes I read them out loud, but either way, when I read them, I am trying to sink myself into the feeling that's attached or even called out in that affirmation, because it is that part of our consciousness in the heart and the soul where our feelings have more influence versus our head, right, and our logic. As I am sinking myself into that feeling as I'm reading that affirmation, either silently or aloud, that is what cements it into my being. That's what makes it authentic. That's what makes it honest. That's what makes it be noticeable externally, right? That's part of the law of attraction. So being able to sink into the feeling that's associated with your affirmation is the finer point of doing affirmations that you might miss when you just read about it in a book or a blog post. So hopefully you will take this finer point of affirmations away from this podcast to help you. If you have done affirmations in the past and you don't think that they've worked or you're not really sure about them, sink yourself into the feeling that's either associated with your affirmation or that's directly called forth in your affirmation. So if you have listened to this now and you have some interest, some momentum around affirmations in your own life, you have some examples, you have a description, and you have my pattern of how I do it, that doesn't mean that that's how you have to do it. So I encourage you to be flexible with it. Write out at least 5 affirmations for yourself, and write out affirmations that are applicable to your life, that are going to propel you into the future to be the person that you want to be the person that you were created to be, and to call forth the blessings from this world into your life, right? Removing those negative affirmations are like removing blocks, mental blocks, spiritual blocks, emotional blocks, removing those blocks, replacing them with positive affirmations so that way you can start receiving blessings into your life from your family, from your coworkers, from your careers, from the world around you. The world is for you, not against you. Things happen for you, not to you. And it's easier to accept that and to embrace that once you have a habit of positive affirmations active in your life. Now, I know there's going to be some questions that are left based on what I've just given you. There's no way that I can cover all there is to know around affirmations in under an hour on a podcast. I know that. Actually, we've only been going for about a half hour. So if you have questions, feel free to reach out, send me an email, and I'll be happy to get back to you. If you want to see some of the sources that I've used, go check out what Hal Elrod has in The Miracle Morning. Go check out Jack Canfield. I might even put a link to his packet that he has for affirmations. But go check out some of the people that I checked out. Come to your own conclusion. Of course, I'm always available to help you. Positive affirmations is part of my process when I'm coaching people. It's part of the mindset phase when I'm working with people, it goes through a phases called mindset, mission, and movement. And one of the building blocks for mindset is adding positive affirmations into your life. If you already have a habit of affirmations, then the work would be looking at your affirmations and upgrading them even more, tuning them up even more to meet your needs, to help you reach your goals. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of The Upgraded Life. It was fun for me to break down a concept that's often used in the personal development world. And I hope that it added some value to your life. If it did, let me know. Give me a shout out on Instagram. Show me some love on Facebook. Head over to Apple Podcasts, look for this episode, and leave me a 5-star review, and also type in a sentence or two about what you appreciated about the podcast in general, or specifically about what you learned about affirmations from me in this specific episode. As always, to get the links that I talked about, to get the resources that I talked about in this episode, head over to my website. My website is www.nicksotelo.com/TUL podcast, The Upgraded Life Podcast. While you're over at my website, don't forget to check out the 3 opportunity buttons at the very top. They are scheduling a time with me. I'll give you a free 30-minute strategy session. Checking out CBD products from Nature's Ultra. And then also, if you're looking to create an additional stream of income, I can help you out with that too. This takes 20 minutes of your time. Click on the button that says Income Boost. Give me your name and email, and I'll send you a presentation. Thank you again so much for listening to my show, The Upgraded Life Podcast. I'm dedicated to this show because I've seen too many people live a life that just really wasn't about realizing and reaching their potential. So if you listen to this show and you were somehow, some way inspired to take action, let me know by going over to Apple Podcasts, leave me a 5-star review, and that will tell me that you enjoyed the show. This is Dr. Nick Sotelo, and I'm urging you to do something today to realize and reach your potential, and I'll catch you on the next show.